Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. For your mercy never failed me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire and darkest night. You are close like no other. I know you as a father. I know you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. You have, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Come on now.
Your goodness is running after. You have, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
Goodness is running after, running after me with my life laid down, surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after me. You may be seated in his presence. Thank you, Miss Lottie, for acquiescing and singing that prior to the sermon this morning or the message. God is good. Greatly to be praised. Lord, we bless you this morning. We honor you this morning, Lord. We decree and declare that you're worthy to be praised. Somebody said, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is to be praised. Choir said we ought to be grateful.
Yes.
Wonder is anybody grateful? This morning, has he been good? If you're still walking and ambulatory, then you ought to be grateful. You ought to be grateful this morning. God is good. Hallelujah. See, the problem with many Americans is that we don't realize how great we have it.
Yeah, come on
now. Oh, come on now.
Come on there.
Hallelujah.
I hear you.
Woo, God, help me, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just can hit a switch. And your dwelling starts to warm. Everyone isn't privileged to be able to do that this morning. Hallelujah. Then if it's too warm, you can cool it down by hitting the switch again. Amen. Go to the faucet and just run some water. Turn on. Speak and water starts to just come out and it's potable, it's drinkable. You ought to be grateful this morning. Because some walk miles just to get drinkable, if you will, potable water. But God has made it readily accessible to us. And we ought to be grateful.
Come on now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And y'all didn't rush anybody else. You ain't rushing me. Amen. Probably take my time. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Glory to God. Woo! Yeah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just don't want to get ahead of him. That's all. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning for the people you've allowed to come into this place.
Yes, Lord.
We come into your house, somebody said. We've gathered in your name to worship you. And you did tell us in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. So we're committed to blessing your name this morning. Psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord a praise. Bye. Hallelujah. Hey, anybody sense the glory of God? Great God Almighty. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to move, but. And the glory of the Lord. Is filling this place. And the glory of the Lord is filling this place. And the glory is filling this place. And the glory is filling. Won't you help her sing, sing? And the glory of the Lord. The glory. See it. And the glory of the Lord, and the glory of the Lord is filling this place. And the glory of the Lord, you see, is. I want to hear it, I want to hear it, yeah, and the glory of the Lord. And the glory of the Lord. One more time, and the glory of the Lord. Whoo! Is filling it. Hallelujah. Woo. Jesus. Oh. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I might be able to speak. I don't know today. Praise His holy name. Glory. Glory, 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 ba shika randere ye shika, glory, glory. All right, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hey, God. Y'all excuse me. I'm going to move in a minute. Thank you if the Lord allows it. Praise His holy name. But I sense His presence in this place. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know if you're hurting and you're in pain today. It may be internal. It may be emotional. I believe God wants to touch you today. Hear Him saying something like, weeping may endure for a night, but joy does come. It come, it cometh in the morning. Whew. This service can be cathartic. It can be a catharsis, if you will. You can release something today if you so choose to come to God. Amen. Praise His holy name. Come on now. I know the holiday season is fastly approaching, and we just went through one, and we're coming upon others. And sometimes that can cause people to be a little down. But I know a balm in Gilead. I feel Him here. God, help me. Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus is here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said He sent His word to heal them. And
yes, yes,
deliver them from their destruction. If you're hurting and in pain or need prayer for something internal, it may not be physical, but we'll touch that too if you so choose. You can stay where you are, but just slip up your hand. Maybe you're going through something. See? God, I feel the anointing. Both shake karadada. You can put them down. Thank you. Shake karadis. Karada shikobabashi. Matter of fact, all of y'all to put your hands up if you so would, just come on to the altar. We're going to get that over with in the name of Jesus. Come on in the name of Jesus. I know it's not conventional, but I need to be obedient this morning. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Shakaranadiyeshe. I'm just going to pray from here. Corporate prayer. I'm just going to pray a prayer that covers all of you, I ought to say. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God. Woo. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Yeah, somebody sees the pain. Someone has seen the tears. Yes. Someone does understand. His name is Jesus. And he's able to assuage, to ease, to comfort all that you're going through. Amen in the name. Oh, God, I thank you. Some have shed tears and asked, are you really with them? Oh, my God. But I came by to tell you that he is with you today. And everything you have gone through is working together for your good. It may not feel good. Oh, but it's working for your good. That's why the child's acting up. Hallelujah. It's just causing you to draw closer to God in the name of Jesus. You wouldn't pray as fervently as you're praying if you didn't have that situation in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. It takes a cross sometimes to cause you to drop to your knees and say, Lord, I can't bear this burden alone. In the name of Jesus. God, I feel you here. So, Father God, today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you see your people who have gathered at this altar even this morning. And you know what each one stands in need of. Lord, they've gone through something or are going through something emotionally, even physically. But God, this morning, oh, God, I thank you. Touch them right where they are. As they stand at the altar calling on your name, touch them, I pray, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the mighty name. Yeah, God, you got them. You have them. You have them in there. Let them know it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Y'all just pray and receive today in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you. I hear the Lord say, you're coming out the pit in the name of Jesus. I thank you for delivering and bringing her up out of the horrible pit. In the mighty name of Jesus, and setting her feet on a rock to stay. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. And I come against every foul and corrupt spirit that would try to hold her down. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for it being done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I need for you to repeat after me, because I'm not going to touch everybody and I'm not going to tax the ministers to do so right now. Thank you, Lord. Just say, God, I thank you for hearing my prayer and seeing my tears and coming to see about me. Now give him praise. Give him praise. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You may return to your seats if you're so led. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, take your time and bask in the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. There was a song that said, I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Amen. Amen. You have to believe that by faith. And in light of that, I'm not going to preach long. I don't say that often. Matter of fact, I can't remember saying that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we're going to give a truncated, abbreviated word today in the mighty name of Jesus. And of course, the title is The Power of Presence When God is with you. Come on now. You know who I thought about? Some of you know her or knew her, and some of you didn't. I thought about Mother Scott, Pastor Scott. Oh, the power of presence, God's presence on her life. So much so folk would drive many, many miles just to come to church to be near her. They wanted to worship, but there was a powerful presence on her lives, so much so that there was a queue, a line waiting to get to her after service. It was the power of presence, because God was with her. God Almighty. Amen. And I want to suggest to you this morning that there's a common theme with those whom God has used mightily. And that common theme, that leitmotif, that common thread is that God was with them. I often read a story or read an account, and I say, how did he or she surmount what seemed to be insurmountable? How did they overcome? And the author would interject, but God. Hey, and I understood then, because God was with them, with him or her. Praise his holy name. And when God is with you, all things are possible. Luke 1:37 says that. I'm going to read the scripture and then I'm going to move on. I'm going to read the scripture and then I'm going to move on. Amen? Don't want to be too lazy with speech this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's go to Joshua. Thank you, Jesus. I believe he preached the end at the beginning of the day, so I don't have to do much. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. But I'm going to give a little bit of word because then folk will say you didn't preach. You don't do anything. Praise God. Yeah, I've been in church long enough to know. Hallelujah. God, I feel the Holy Spirit up in this place. Great God Almighty. Giving honor to the pastors all, and they look especially sharp today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I had to qualify because they sharp all the time, but especially sharp. A good word, toothsome. Look that up. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Joshua 1 and 9. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Amen. Romans 8. Y'all can help me preach if you want to. Romans 8, 31. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I like my sister because at least she's definitive. She ain't walking the fence. You know, she's definitive as far as she gonna say. You're gonna know she in the house. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. And sometimes you can shout that burden off you. Amen. Praise God. You can praise that pressure off you in the name of Jesus. Romans 8:31 says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who? I think that Pastor Linda scripture one of them. Who can be? Huh? Who can be against us? Hallelujah. Yeah, shout it again, honey. Who? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. I can call her honey because that's my wife, but those of you that don't know. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 41 and 11. Thank you, Lord. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. It's the power of presence. When God is with you. Amen. I remember 20 plus years ago, I was maybe assistant pastor or pastor in the church, and maybe not have become the pastor quite yet, but I was preaching in the pulpit, and my niece, for the first time, had come to church. She was about 5. And after the sermon, she told her mother, this was her first time in church, and she told her mother, she said, every time Uncle Tony made a gesture, I saw an angel that was from the floor to the roof, making the same gesture he made. If he moved left, the angel. Wow. She said, if he moved right, the angel behind him moved right. If he was preaching, the angel was preaching, doing the same things, imitating everything. That he was doing. Hallelujah. It's the power of presence. When God is with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Monday night. I know that's a bad word to some of y'all, but I'm going to say it anyway. Hallelujah. Monday night. as we were doing the teaching and we got into holy. When Isaiah saw the Lord and his train filling the temple and the angels crying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is filled with your glory. The pastor, the bishop said he saw smoke. Come in the sanctuary. God, help me, Holy Ghost. It was the power of presence coming on the scene. Praise God. I didn't say the bishop saw it. Amen. Praise God. Smoke started, he said, permeating and inundating the sanctuary. And we couldn't let go of it for a while. We just kept on crying, holy. Come on now. It was the power of his presence. God was just letting us know that he was with us. And I sensed it before I got up here today. I'm not talking about self. It's the power of his presence because they're praying that intercessory prayer. The pastor's getting up early praying on a continual basis. They're praying all week long. And God said, I'm not going to let that go for naught. I'm going to come in and invade the sanctuary. It's the power of his presence. Woo! Shakaranda, shakarandereshe. When God is with you. Scripture said, I know what, I'm going to go to Joshua, but the Bible tells us that Moses, who Joshua learned from, if you will, Moses went in the tabernacle, in the tent. It's curious to me that the tent, God had to move the tent outside the camp during this time because folk were so stiff-necked. That's the Bible word, not mine. He said, if I leave the tabernacle, I want to dwell amongst them, but they're too stiff-necked. He said, if I left it in the midst of the people and had to come down there, I would have to consume them. Yeah. Amen. So he said, take the tent, Moses, and put it outside the camp. And I want to commune with you, the tabernacle that you built, the tent that you put up. I want to commune with you there. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Isn't that something? The Bible said God talked to Moses and men talk face to face. Amen. Praise God. But what I like about it is that when Moses goes to the tabernacle or the tent outside the camp, so the people come to the door of their tent. They watch Moses go in that tent. They stand and just watch him. And a cloud comes and it hovers over the tent, especially by the door. And all the people start worshiping when they see the presence of God come down and dwell in the tent. Oh, God. Hallelujah. But what really blessed me is that God allowed Moses to take Joshua with him in the tent. And so Moses is in there soaking up, if you will, the glory and the presence of God. And Joshua, his understudy, if you will, is in there with him. But it says when Moses left the presence of God, Joshua stayed there. He stayed there and soaked up all the glory he could get. Because Joshua knew that there's power in presence. And I'm going to have to take these folk over to Jordan, into the promised land. I'm going to need all the presence of God I can get. Just want to interject before I move on. That's why you can't rush me out the presence. I'm going to stay here. Right in the presence of God. Because it's the presence of God that allows me to overcome sickness. It's the presence of God that allows me to overcome disease and depression. It's the presence of God that keeps me from losing my natural mind. Scripture said, in his presence, there's fullness of joy. Right at his right hand, pleasures forevermore. I'm a move, but I mentioned this one Monday night that a lady, she superintends or over the Holy Spirit, I don't want to say network, thread on Facebook. Hallelujah. And she was talking about now, she said, now people saying Christians can't dance. She said, well, no wonder folk don't want to come to Christianity because it's so boring. I responded to her, saying people who think like that don't really know God. Because there's no way in the world you know the God I know and think serving him is boring. Because the Bible says in his presence. In other words, ain't no party. Y'all don't like me this morning. Shoo. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because the Holy don't stop. Amen. Hallelujah. But the presence of God, if you get into it correctly, in his presence correctly, you'll find that you can have some joy. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. So as I quickly bring this thing to an end, three quick points, not long. First of all, when you know the power of his presence and know that God is with you, the first thing I thought about, just because I had to give a point here or there, was that God will fend for you. Come on now. I know folks say fend for yourself, but I want to tell you when you're under the power of his presence and God is with you, he'll fend for you. He'll make, yes, he will. He'll make a way out of no way. He will provide for you. Won't he do it? Can I get a witness that? When he's walking and talking with you, I don't care what anybody says, God will meet your need eventually. You know, I was thinking about the children of Israel. Wednesday night they were having Bible study, prayer, and seemed kind of dark. You know, not the prayer, but when you start to consider everything that's going on in the world, it can appear somewhat gloomy. Lugubrious, if you will, murky, cloudy, But I thought about, and we had talked about this Monday night as well, that they sang about the blood. Oh, every now and then we need to strike up songs about the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Won't it wash you whiter than snow? I believe Pastor Linda brought that song in, and then the theme went to the blood. But I thought about in these gloomy dark times at midnight, y'all remember the Passover, some of you do, in the Bible, when God tells Moses to instruct the people to put blood on the doorpost. And when they put the blood on the doorpost, the death angel will pass over them and not destroy the ones in their home. But often what we miss is there was blood on the outside, but there was a lamb. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I wonder, do you have the blood covering your outside, but you have the lamb? Because he not only told them to put the blood on the outside, he told all of them to go get a lamb and cook it and prepare it and have it on the inside. I'm so glad that he'll take care of your outside as well as your inside. Won't it fend for you in the name of Jesus? See, fend means to provide, but it also means, it can mean to protect. Fend off stuff. Fight off stuff. And I'm so glad that he'll fight off. He'll protect you as well. That's why some of you still here. Because he's been swatting stuff that's been trying to come your way. In the name of Jesus. My God, he asked you sometime, why did it take you so long to give it to me? If you think you can defeat it, go keep on fighting. But if you step back and let me do it, I'll protect you from the storm and the rain. Won't he do it in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Come on, Holy Ghost. He's a fence. All around me. And I just hear him saying, because I was wondering what height. He said, if it's 4 feet, your problem is 4 feet tall, then I'm a 4.5 foot fence. God, help me, Holy Ghost. He said, if your problem is 6 foot or 6 feet tall, I'll go 6.5. Praise his holy name. In other words, I'm tall as you need me to be. Come on, Holy Ghost. Great God. Hallelujah. God, I feel him here. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise his holy name. So he'll defend you or fend for you in that way as well. And that makes this transition, he'll fight for you. Not only when the power of presence is with you and God is with you, will he fend for you, but he will fight for you. In Exodus 14:14, Moses said, the Lord's going to fight this battle. and this enemy that you're wrestling with right now, you shall see no more. God will fight this battle. Sometimes you just got to stand still and see the delivering power of God. You got to step back and let God do it. And I'm a witness that he'll fight your battles. I'm a witness that he'll make your enemies your footstool. Won't he do it? Say yeah. Somebody said if you dig one ditch, you better dig two. But I'm going to revise that. Ain't no need but for one. Because you going in the one that you dug for me. When God is on my side. Great God Almighty. Hallelujah. He'll fight for you. Come on now. Some folk might not like you. I mean outside the church. No, I don't. I mean in and out. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. But when God's on your side, it does not matter. He said, I like you. I like you so much that I died for you. I like you so much that I rose for you. And don't worry about anybody else. Hallelujah. To me, you were to die for. Isn't that a good thing? God said you were to die for. Come on, Holy Ghost. I'm going to finish. God, I thank you. I might walk funny, but God said I like the way you walk. I may talk funny, but God said I love the way you talk. I may sing funny, but God says sing on, because it's to the glory of God. Amen. Come on now. And then the scriptures say he's jealous. Y'all don't like me today. He's jealous over us. That means not only does he like you, but he'll say this. You say what you want, but he or she's mine. And you better not mess with him too much. Because I will come to their rescue and I'll tear up everything in the past. God help me, Holy Ghost. God help me, Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. Praise his holy name. Say yeah if you understand. My God. Hallelujah. Hey. Yes, Lord. I'd seen him take the enemies that came against me one way and scattered them many different ways. Hallelujah. Because it's the power of presence. It's when God is with you. He'll fend for you. He'll fight for you. And finally, when God is with you and his power of the power of his presence is with you, he'll favor you. Amen. That's what the psalm said. That's why I read it. By this I know you favor me. You don't allow my enemy to triumph over me. They come against me, but they can't triumph over me. Some folk would have shut you down a long time ago, but the favor of God has kept you going. Okay, let me be more meticulous and exact. Some folk would have shut God's miracle church down a long time ago. But the power and the favor of God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Woo! said not so. Praise his holy name. The enemy won't triumph over you. That's how I know I'm favored. The Bible says that Joseph, when he was in prison, it says God was with Joseph. And God kept on promoting Joseph right in the prison, if you will, because his favor was on Joseph. It was the power of God's presence. And the fact that God was with him, that the enemy couldn't do him any harm. I want you to understand this morning that you're walking and talking in the glory of God. And no weapon that is formed against you should be able to prosper. Because you're walking in the presence of God. And if God be for you, who can be against you? If God be for you, what can be against you? Shall tribulation, distress, pearl, or sword, or height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God. I'm trying to tell you, God is on your side. And when God is on your side, everything's possible. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. It's the power of presence. I'm finished. The power of presence when God is with you. That's why I could work 13 hours last night and still come out here firing this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why the bishop and I ain't gonna call the first lady co-pastor here can come up and you don't even know what they go through on a diurnal or daily basis, but the presence of God, my God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. They talked about Minister Herb last week and all that he's been through, but the power of God's presence has kept him and brought him through. When God is with you. Oh my God. Try to put Mother Lois in the hospital a couple of times. But the power of his presence keep bringing her back out. And Mother Lois, you don't look like what you've been through. He brought you through the storm and the rain, the sickness and the pain, because God is with you. Praise his holy name. Thank you. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to talk about it. Folk will see it. Folk will see it on you. It's the power of his presence. And as long as I have, you have God's presence. And he's on your side. Nothing's impossible. And he'll cause you to overcome everything that the enemy has brought against you. I know I called for people to pray, but Colin, if you would come up. I don't feel like playing today. I'm going to pray today in the name of Jesus. God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Pastor Michael, if you don't mind, you can come up and help me with this one in the name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody get me some oil in Jesus' name. I got something. God, help me, Holy Ghost. I feel him here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Avante, come up, please. In Jesus' name. God, under the